Federal agents are being deployed to cities all over the country, but some local law enforcement agencies are taking issue with their involvement. Hear why the Chicago Police Department says they're perfectly capable of making protesters disappear without the help of Homeland Security. And later, with the restart of the NBA season successfully underway, other industries are looking to utilize the league's bubble idea, including the higher-ups here at OPR. Hear why the future of this podcast could depend on locking each one of our employees in the office and never letting them leave work ever again. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. The news is all that separates us from the animals, so let's all be civilized and stick around after the break.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's the sound in Chicago, where, like in many cities across the country, federal agents have been deployed to quell ongoing protests and civil unrest. But it's not just the protesters taking issue with their presence. The Chicago Police Department is also denouncing the Department of Homeland Security's decision to occupy the city, as CPD officials say they're perfectly capable of making people disappear all on their own. OPR's Blue Lives correspondent Remy Berglund joins us now from Chicago with more. Hello, Remy.
Thanks, Leslie.
Now, Remy, the CPD has a long and successful history of agitating citizens and conducting unprovoked attacks on the city's residents. What made Homeland Security feel like this kind of intervention was necessary?
That is exactly what the Chicago Police Department is asking today, Leslie, because according to them, when it comes to making these protesters disappear, the last thing they need is help from any federal agents. Here's Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
To President Trump, we say we can do this all on our own. Take a look at our record. We had a warehouse set up where we were secretly torturing innocent people before you were even elected. This is what we do. Honestly, if anything, you should be asking us for help.
Sounds like they've got a real turf war on their hands.
It's definitely getting contentious here on the ground. Yesterday, I saw a protester being pepper sprayed by police, only for a federal agent to just swoop in out of nowhere and toss the guy into an unmarked van.
Oh, that's got to be pretty embarrassing for that officer. Conventional wisdom would say the local officer clearly has dibs in that situation.
Right, and it's even worse when you consider CPD is trained to handle situations just like this. Superintendent Brown took DHS agents to task for violating what they see as a very simple protocol.
We're hearing reports that some protesters are spending days in DHS custody. This is simply unacceptable. We've been following these citizens for weeks, and we have a plan in place. You always book them at a precinct first, and then secretly transfer them to an anonymous location. If people make a fuss about it, you release them a few weeks later. This is suppression 101, people.
Interesting. But what does the DHS have to say for itself? They're clearly wading deep into the punch bowl without knowing the flavor.
Well, to their credit, Homeland Security has pushed for more collaboration between the two institutions. Take a listen to DHS agent Lynn Favors.
We respect the independence of local agencies to torture their citizens. We're not saying that you can't do it on your own. We just want to provide assistance in these troubled times. If we've overstepped our bounds in the last few days, it's only because we were too excited to get out there and take a crack at it. But we vow to work more closely with Mayor Lightfoot to strike the right tone.
If only they could figure out a way to brutalize citizens together.
That's certainly the hope, Leslie. But as of right now, any signs of a compromise...
Remy, what is going on?
I'm the one who asks the questions, asshole.
Remy,
if you follow
can you
us,
hear me?
You're next. Come on. Drive, Remy.
Oh, my God. It appears that OPR's own Remy Berglund has been abducted by federal agents against his will for the crime of doing nothing more than his professional duties as an intrepid journalist. I can only imagine the incredible press our show will get for this unconstitutional disgrace. Well, Remy, wherever you are, thank you for the report. Hopefully those federal agents won't hog all the fun and save a little brutalizing for the locals. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson.
Casper Lee.
And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Well, folks, even though there's a lot of other things going on in the world, a lot of you can't stay focused on anything if it isn't about you. So we're going to close out the show today by answering a few questions that were submitted by you, the listener, using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. Our first question comes to us from a review on Apple Podcast. Username Breathing Trash asks, can Leslie Price adopt me? Oh, well, of course I can, little buddy. All you have to do is figure out what you're best at and then send a video of you doing it to opr@theonion.com. It can be anything, playing a musical instrument or a sport, just so long as it's something you're good at. And then, if I can figure out a way to make some money off of it, you'll be the newest member of the Price household. Although technically your room would be in the garage, but it's pretty well insulated. All right, our next question comes to us from Twitter user Wesley Foreman, who asks, do you actually answer the questions on Twitter, or do you just make them up along with your responses? They're all made up, Wesley. Thanks for your question. And our last question today is actually our first question from our listeners on YouTube. Thank you all for listening or watching or whatever the hell's going on over there. YouTube user The Googly Smoog asks, how do I get into podcasting if I have an off-putting voice like yours? And here I was thinking that giving YouTube commenters an opportunity to ask us questions could lead to some thoughtful discussions about the news and meaningful insights into the world we live in. But I guess I was wrong. Thanks a lot, Googly Smoog. If you ever actually want to learn how to get into podcasting instead of just being a meaningless commodity for some big media company, let me know. All right, that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price, and it's safe to say my whole day is ruined. If you have any questions you'd like to ask about the news or the show, you can submit them using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, even though I think a lot of those assholes should have their privileges revoked. Thank you all for listening. Except for you, Googly Smoke, fuck you. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Hey, honey, does my voice sound off-putting to you?